Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
If I sound a little different, I have a piece of rice stuck a hot dog style down my throat.
Oh, no.
That's like the worst fate I can imagine.
I realized after I said it that hot dog style means a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
You mean sideways, right?
I mean sideways.
Sideways, long ways.
How would you describe it if it was long ways in your throat, though? Like, what's the word?
Tetris block.
I've been waiting so long for one of these. Your throat just disappears.
His neck goes away.
That's what people without necks have, don't have necks.
Take that, French Revolution. Cut shit.
Can't cut my neck if I ain't got one.
Hey, thank you everybody who came out and said hi on to me at the Gen Cons. Oh man, especially the people who lightly freaked out in front of my kids.
Oh,
so that
yes.
They think I'm cool now.
So cool.
So that was awesome. Thank you. Boy, Gen Con was fun. We're doing it again next year.
Hell yeah. I wish I would have gone. As I got closer and closer, I realized I probably could have gone for like $42. And I was pretty close to saying, fuck it. Let's see what happens. But then I forgot my dad was coming into town. And I'm like, Jennifer, have fun with my dad.
If Tim had left me alone with his dad for the weekend, that would have been bad.
You should have brought your dad to Gen Con.
Oh my God.
Well, he would probably just leave and hang out with the grandkids. You wouldn't see him.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
It would have been fine. So next time you have to hang out with my dad alone, it's totally fine.
I thought you were going to talk about him at Gen Con and him like probably having a good time at Gen Con.
We played a lot of Crokinole.
We did. We played a lot of Crokinole with
nice.
The family,
nice.
Big fans.
But
they like
it was
it.
A
they
nice.
I heard it was a big Gen Con, not like last year.
Yeah, I mean, so it was my first one, but I was suitably impressed. I was very excited.
Hell yeah!
Big, and you know, you could have come just for a day because we had one lovely fan who listened to Dear Internet on Sunday and heard that they heard that I was at Gen Con and just went over and bought a ticket and came in to say,
wow,
hi, thanks.
That rules.
But yeah, thanks everybody. And now I don't have to do anything for a while. I am still tired.
Well, yeah, you like just got back, so.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Ratma, is that you? You're so big.
I'm Ratma, you can talk to me, baby.
About the revolution.
I go walk behind a bunch of boxes and turn back into Celine.
How many people here are part of the revolution? Just Ratma?
Well, no, Ratma has never responded to my letter.
Is anyone with the revolution with you? Because so far it sounds like there's like 8 individual revolutions comprised of one each of the dumbest people in their in their county. All right, let's just go down to Ratma.
Do you want to live in a world without magic?
Well, I have magic, so.
Magic is for the people.
That's so right. It is for the people.
We fought a whole war to make sure that magic is regulated.
And so they train me, and then I say, okay, this is great, I do magic, but I want to give it to the world. And they say, no, 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 no. And so then I go break bad.
Celine, you want me to pop that collar off real quick?
Let's just hold off. I just need...
I just understood the revolution question. Yeah, Screech isn't okay with it.
What is this all about?
He wants to do a revolution. He sent you a lot of letters saying he wants to do a revolution. Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, Christ.
Wait, are we all dead?
Oh, you're not going to do the revolution?
No.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to kill you. I'm sorry.
Celine's actually bad at her job. You don't have to worry about it.
What?
Knowing that you fucked up so bad that they're sending people to arrest you, you know, I think that's cute.
So doesn't it make sense for me to keep my collar on now, just to make things be normal? Let's say that
I decide not to be on the OT side.
Okay.
How do you think that will affect my family back in the capital? I mean...
They'll kill them.
Well, then what am I supposed to do here?
Well, easy, you know, we could maybe fake a death. They probably think he's dead, right? Because his skull is gone. They told us, you check. If she's bad, then arrest her. But if she's not bad, then just punish her.
Oh, everyone shut the fuck up. Everyone be really quiet.
Are you alone?
Yes.
Good, because I have something incredibly important to tell you right now. Celine?
Yes, Mr. Kagan?
Why is there so much interference? I have something incredibly important to tell you.
Well, that's... I do, too. I have something pretty important to tell you, too, which is that...
Celine, I can't hear you.
Let me get a little farther away. Can you hear me now?
She's running.
That's much better.
She's running. Okay. Gang, she's running.
You want me to sleep her ass, Dad?
Yeah, what is Celine doing? Is Celine, like, standing on a chair?
I think that I, like, sprinted out the back door of the inn.
Okay.
And went out towards the... I'm, like, power walking towards the woods.
Okay. Ah, yes, that is better, Celine.
Yes, so, well, you go first.
Of course, I will go first. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
Now, I have some troubling news. One of our agents, a Kyle Oakenbacher, has apparently gone rogue. And we believe he may be dead. Do you know anything about this?
Well... Master Kagan, it's crazy that you're saying that, because that's exactly what I needed to talk to you about. I hate to say it, but he did indeed go rogue. And as a result...
How did this happen?
I don't know. He was saying all kinds of crazy and treasonous things. It was very upsetting.
What of Corey Blue? We suspect him as another possible agent.
Unfortunately, what happened... Corey was actually innocent in all this and was sacrificed by Kyle for, he said, a revolution. But I was able to interrogate him. And you know how people are just saying crazy things all the time. He thought that he by himself could start a revolution. But he was obviously out of his mind. So...
Obviously. So you executed him.
Oh, absolutely, once I had realized...
Well done!
Yes, he's dead as a doorknob. I actually hit him with several fireballs, and he is quite dead.
Very good, very good. Well, Celine, I don't owe you an apology in any way, but...
Oh, I would never assume that, Master Kagan. I only hope to be your humble servant, and if there's anything else that I can do to deal with this situation, please let me know.
You seem to be more capable than we thought. Do you have any further reports on the slowness of the mine?
Well, yes, actually. We're doing some investigation because there's some tunnels that people were not aware of in the town.
Tunnels?
There were some additional tunnels, so we're doing some excavations. It's taking some time to get down in there to figure out
what's
going on.
He's baffled by mine tunnels.
What the fuck is that?
Witchcraft.
But the townsfolk are working so very hard with their little townsfolk bodies to dig down and figure out what's going on. So they're working very hard, and I'm keeping a close eye on them.
Have this resolved in 1 week.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I will tell them that they need to all do double shifts to dig into the mines. And well, you don't need to hear about my plan. I'll have it taken care of. Don't worry about it.
I don't, thank you. Good job.
Well, thank you. I will definitely not let you down. And Celine's like made a weird face when she said, like, why did I say that?
Yes, I'm sure you won't. All right, Kagan out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Selene is like sweating from power walking out to the woods, and she kind of looked. Do I, just out of curiosity since I'm out here, do I see anything interesting outside? Anybody moving around different than normal?
I probably would have not followed, but been close enough to not have you die.
Chuck's little head's like peeking out from behind a tree.
Like as you come back, like, you in trouble?
No, actually, that went a lot better than I thought it was going to. He thinks I'm, he told me good job, actually.
Save it.
It's honestly, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, just wait till we're all together.
Okay.
So you did a good job.
Yeah, so he actually, you guys would, I think you should be pretty impressed. I basically told him that Kyle was crazy and that he was talking about revolution stuff, but it was just him, and that he killed Corey Blue, and then I executed Kyle. So, Jesus. Yeah.
So what's next then?
But you have not executed me.
No, you're going to have to stay lost.
you've just been given a new kind of lease on life.
Yeah. Brother. Yeah, you're going to have to stop going by your name and be away from here. You're going to have to get out of here.
Yeah, Skin Kyle's not going to work for you anymore.
No one ever called me Skin Kyle.
Well, are you sure? I think I've heard people call you that.
What if that's what you go by now?
Wait, am I Screech right now?
Yes.
Fuck.
He should get a mask.
I mean, what if Screech just says it anyway because he can't stop himself? Well,
Michael wore face paint during the live show. What if we that's create true. Our own Joker?
When you think about it, doesn't Batman kind of create the Joker?
So you think I can go by Skin Guy?
Maybe just go by like Skin
Craig?
Craig, yeah, Skin Craig.
Or just, I mean,
or Craig.
I guess you don't have to put the skin part into your name, but
what if you went by Skins with like a Z at the end? That's very cool.
Just Skins?
Yeah, Skins.
And then no Kyle.
Skins is a cool nickname.
No Kyle, just Skins. And no last name either. Just Skins. You are a one-name person now.
Oh.
And that has a lot of allure for sure.
She's great at naming things.
So true.
Wow.
I named myself.
If there's a character in a book that just has one name, you know it's going to be super interesting.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, right?
Yeah, they're the main character. And that's you, Skins, isn't it?
Rourke and I just have one name, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, Kyle, have you ever thought...
Skins.
Skins.
It's Skins.
Skins, I'm so sorry. Skins, have you ever thought about wearing a mask and going out only at night?
And you're Screech right now saying this?
Yeah, I'm Screech right now.
Who the fuck would do that?
He's living recklessly.
I've heard that it works for some people. It's a lifestyle. But no one knows who you are. No one at all.
I guess secrets.
Yes.
Identity. Why?
You should stop talking about that, Screech, because you suck. All right, everybody. you don't have half the stones.
I could do it if I wanted to.
You think you could be as cool as Drop Bear? He doesn't run away from a fight.
Who is this? You say it's Drop Bear. I don't know.
Drop Bear is the coolest. He's not even a revolutionary. He transcends everything. He's a hero.
Do you think we could get him for the revolution?
He's more of an idea, you know?
Do you want me to go outside and see if I can find him?
You think you could?
Yeah, good luck. Like, he would like talk to a dork like you.
I'll show you. I'll show everyone. The Screech goes outside.
All right, now that he is gone, what's his deal, pretty boy?
He's just a rich guy.
He's pretty useless.
Every time we have a fight, he runs away.
What a prick.
Even, I guess, whenever we don't have a fight, he runs away.
Yeah.
Is someone talking about my personal friend, Screech Echo?
Wait, what?
Who is this?
This is Drop Bear.
I heard it was someone's birthday. Oh, no. Wait.
Technically, it's Skin's birthday because it's his brand new name.
That's so true. He's leaving society.
I am leaving society for the revolution. And you, sir, you look like the sort of bear that could help us.
I fight for my own causes. Sometimes they align, and if I can make it, if I can make time in my schedule, I'll help out.
What about the birds in the trees, and the sun in the sky, and the flowers in the field?
Drop Bear's made enemies with many birds.
You, I feel like I might have misunderstood what you meant.
You do not want magic for the people.
I do not.
What?
I don't. No.
Magic. I've heard has killed some people's parents.
But it also has saved other people's parents.
You know, I did hear something about that recently. I got a good spell cast on me. That one threw me. But I'm still not sure.
That was me.
It felt good.
So you are also a caster of spells?
No, I have money. I know people with money!
You have money?
No, but that man over there, the large one. He.
Oh, yeah.
It's sometimes when we're in enough trouble, I like to think when I need to protect Rourke or whatever.
I've given him permission. I'm allowing him to use magic under supervision.
Mm-hmm. That one.
Oh, we can't. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, don't tell anybody that you did it.
Yeah, don't tell anyone. Well, you're already, you're not an OT anymore, so what do you care?
Yeah, but that's section 4, paragraph 23,
Look, listen, I think that maybe it could use a little update, is all I'm saying.
Skin
I just
Kyle.
Think it does make sense that if you're out working by yourself on a case,
Preach.
That if you need to get some help from someone that happens to know some magic.
Tell them.
Why is that wrong?
Tell
them. Why is that so wrong?
Skin Kyle never lied. Skins always tells the truth.
So they both tell the truth.
Wait, what?
This one tells the truth.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that.
I think you did.
Mm.
What were we saying?
Whatever. Just don't tell the local cleric.
Yeah, don't rat us out.
Alondra Thorne. What's her deal?
You asking me?
Yeah, have you heard about, were you briefed at all on your way here about anything?
Actually, that's a very good question. I actually have some questions to ask you as well.
Yeah, we were briefed extensively.
And
go
on.
What kind of briefing did you receive?
Selene
keeps, going in front of Chet to talk.
They were Selene Van Esper, not great with evocation spells, better.
I made a solid B in that class, so.
Says that they that you possibly... I didn't read it. Can you tell I didn't read it?
But they were just sending you to check on what was going on here, right?
Yeah, they sent us to maybe arrest you. We talked about it last episode.
Maybe. Okay.
And ostensibly also, I step in front. The mine?
Mm. What about the mine?
To make sure that it's flowing.
Right. Oh, yes, her mission. There is the mine. There is also, how do you say, the journalist?
Yeah.
Use a problem. There's a lot of problems.
Yeah, I kind of wish you hadn't brought the journalist thing up because I was just...
I'm surprised he let that go.
Yeah, he actually told me I did a good job because I said I killed you.
Yeah, he does not like
me. And he does think I'm going to deal with the whole... You know, the mine not producing as much stuff within a week. I said I could deal with it, and he said, good job. So
we should probably talk to Screech about the mine.
We're going to have to figure that out.
Do you want me to go out and see if I can find him?
Yeah, but good luck. He's probably in a fucking dumpster or something.
I know all the best dumpsters.
And I grapple out the window. The Screech immediately walks back in with broken glass in his clothes.
Oh, look what the cat drugged in.
I saw Screech out there, but then I went to get some tacos. Did he come in?
Who are you now?
Screech.
You just said Screech. Wait a second.
No.
I just saw Screech.
I did, because there was a mirror out there, and then I saw me.
Went to get tacos?
Yeah, that part is true. Both parts are true.
You missed Drop Bear. He was here for Skin's birthday.
Drop Bear was here?
Yeah, we just celebrated.
Yes, he was so cool.
Yeah, you missed him again, idiot.
Just missed him.
Oh my god, I never get to see him. We always correspond through letters.
He said he's your friend, which I doubt.
Yeah, pen pal.
You probably paid him to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, with your little Screech bucks or whatever they are.
Screech doesn't accept. Fuck. Drop it. No. Drop. You guys are thinking this is a bit. Nobody's thinking it's a bit. It's not a bit.
No. I'm just glad I'm not calling you Scud.
That's why it's way funnier, because it's just like, this is the point where Screech is like, I can't keep it up anymore. I'm just breaking down.
It's like reverse metagaming. It's like, are you good enough to keep your shit in check? Your character would be.
But. What I was going to say is that Drop Bear doesn't accept dollars. He accepts justice.
That checks out. He's more of an idea, really. Oh, yeah. So they're going to... how long did he say for the... Did he give you another deadline?
We got like a month or two? I think I already said it earlier and probably missed it, but it's 1 week.
1 week?
Yeah, and I told him that there was
no
problem.
We've got 1 week?
And I don't know how he's going to check on it. I gotta say, I hope he does not come here.
They're going to send more people. We're going to have to feed more people to bugs.
Well, okay. How many times do they send people, though? What if we just keep sending and feeding them bugs? What if we make a hole right in the middle of the trail to the town so that every time they come in, they just go into the hole, and then the ants eat them in the hole.
Like lemmings? You just want, like, the OTT, a steady stream that just keeps going into these holes?
Yeah. Once a week.
I love you. You're never wrong, but I don't know if that's going to... I've said it before. A big hole will not solve all of our problems.
I do think that eventually they will come check on me and stop giving me the benefit of the doubt.
But they don't want to kill you anymore. He said good job.
He told me good job.
Hell yeah, we're safe.
Which, you know, I didn't think that I would get a good job in this situation where I'm lying about everything I've done and I am essentially a traitor. He doesn't know yet, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
But you can go back to the OT, no problem now.
I mean, if I fix the problem, if I deal with the mine in a week.
Screech, we need the mine better. What can we do?
I mean... This is where Bachman always gets confused. Are the ants a problem? Are they the ones that are slowing? Or are they like just...
I feel like, Michael, you said they were a problem.
Are they... They're at least a side of a problem.
They're one of the problems. They're not the problem. The other problem
they're
is that...
They're potentially a problem.
Okay.
That Ratma
The thing is, we haven't gone...
Like, isn't there like a whole other area that we haven't like really gone in yet?
There was one, our very first side quest was going down the hole to deal with like, what were they, like Red Hoods or something like that? And we wanted to do that, but then people kept getting fucking murdered.
That is true.
There's reports of knockers in the mine.
Knockers, oh, that's right.
They're good. Yeah. The big old knockers.
Giant juicy.
The Tommy knockers.
And Retma kind of implied, is Retma here? Hello, where are you? I looked down around.
I went in the other room. What do you need?
So they're going to come. We need the mine back in working order, okay? No more taking a little off the top. No more attacking caravans or whatever you maybe did or did not do.
Yeah, if you do not want the OT to come down on this town like the hammer of God, we need to get that mine back up 1 week.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch-lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code greetings at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code greetings to get $5 off.
All right, well, Rourke, you tell your weird friend to knock it off with the freaking bugs in the mine. We found a new vein down there, right? So, Screech, do whatever you... You talk to the mine leader. that's funny. Talk to Granola Frintbeard.
Granola? Granola.
Autocorrect says granola.
I'm pretty sure
that's their name.
It's granola.
Yep.
You talk to granola, and then we'll go deal with those knockers.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm very tired. I have zero idea how long we've been awake, but I think it's been night for like three to four episodes.
All right. Well, why don't we get a nice night's rest then? I'll see you in the morning.
A good long rest.
Yes.
We'll see you for your eighth day.
Wow.
Oh, I love Eighth Day, the movie. I don't think that's a movie. Eva. I think it's Seventh Day. Fuck. Can we click long rest, Michael?
Yeah, take a long rest. And you guys are level four now, right? I don't know if we ever explicitly talked about that.
I'm level four now. I have 20 wisdom.
Whoa, that's too high. How'd you get that?
I got new stats, baby.
Wow.
Wait, we're level four? Why is my character level five?
Did you fuck up?
Did you double level up? Or did Michael give you more?
Oh, I might have been testing stuff after the show.
Oh.
I'll go back down.
Likely story.
Oh, yeah, it's heal me.
Heal me.
Does anyone have any cool stuff they want to talk about for their leveling up? We didn't do that, right?
No, we didn't do that.
Oh, we didn't?
I don't think anything exciting happened for me.
Oh, my only thing... Actually, my thing that I picked, my new thing, was a big part of the live show, which was that I can now cast Alter Self.
Cool.
Because that's how I was able to do Rat Mode.
Right.
It's very important. And I have more sorcery points now.
I got 2 freaking wisdom scores and a couple more spell slots, which is great. We love it.
I started dipping into fighters, so I got second wind. I'm going to get Action Surge next level.
Nice.
That's right. So you're now what?
I'm now Rogue 3 Fighter 1.
What is Rourke doing?
Oh, I got a Song of Rest. So if you or any friendly creatures who can hear your performance regain hit points at the end of a short rest by spending one or more hit die, they can get an extra 1d6 hit points.
I love that. That rocks. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
So I guess I just give it to you.
Getting those hit points back. We need them.
So I guess we'll... Be sure to take more short rests.
All the short rests.
As opposed to going to sleep in the middle of the day, which I don't think is legally allowed to do, but sometimes we need to.
My second wind is once per short rest, so I'm all for catnaps.
Hell yeah.
You ever taught somebody you're going to be taking like 15-minute naps?
No.
You need a cave?
We can't.
Is a short rest? A short rest is like an hour, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that seems pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to take a short rest, I need an hour to recharge.
My dad took a 20-minute nap. I'm like, what a sicko.
Man, I would never be able to fall asleep that fast.
That would make me feel worse.
2 hours. I need to nap for 2 hours or I can't nap.
Yeah.
It's too short if it's less than that.
That's too long.
Short rest for Rourke is 2 hours.
2 hours. Yeah. Twice as long.
But I get back more hit points. Twice the hit points.
There you go. All right. The next day comes.
And then the morning
comes. what are y'all doing?
I would like to send a sending stone message. Basically just relaying what Chuck had said. Hey, we're gonna do not do this stuff with the ants anymore. And then I'll send a picture of my brunch.
What is Rourke eating for brunch?
It is a piece of a warm roll, crusty roll of sourdough with a big, like, hunk of cold butter. And then I like a runny egg with, I want to go with a piece of cheese, like a mimonette cheese. I like that. It's really hard. It's really good. Or maybe like a lightly toasted piece of sourdough with a runny egg and some goat cheese.
It's incredible detail.
I love it. I would eat that. I feel like Celine would eat cream of wheat for breakfast.
Bland.
Exactly. You get a message back that says, "The hell?" Question mark.
Do you want to come over?
Busy working on ants.
Okay. You keep doing you, boo-boo. I will talk to Papa and say maybe we could just, like, change things with the ants. Let's modify them.
Yeah, like, we need a plan.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is, but there needs to be a plan.
Okay. Yeah, right. We will get on that. I'm going to think of this plan.
Like, this revolution needs to get going.
We have skins. He used to be what? Skin Kyle, but he had to...
What?
Skin Kyle.
What?
He's the OT member who got kicked out of the OT. Is this because sending doesn't work for more than 250 words or something? Am I maxed out on my sending for the day?
I think it's like 25 words or something. Oh.
This is, yeah, once per day.
But you get like rollover words if you don't use them all enough.
That's yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
I'm going to go tell my dad I need to up my word plan on my sending stuff.
Please.
Not till you're older.
What is skins? Is that a new weapon?
No, skins is Kyle, the guy who was in the cave with the ants. With the collar.
I'm so confused.
He's in the revolution. You
what?
Yeah, he's from the OT.
We have an insider?
Yeah. I think that we should try to become OT members and infiltrate them from the inside out.
No!
No thanks. I bet they're all lame like Celine.
I don't know. She's getting cooler.
I don't know what you see in her. Her hair's not even that cool.
Well, I think your hair is cooler, but also she has really cool hair. It's just different. I think that there's a possibility that her hair could change. It could grow. Your hair is just perfect.
All right. Tell me what the new plan is, and I want to meet this skins guy.
Okay. Message you later. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
I wake up earlier than I'm used to. And then I head on over to Captain Clint and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a tank top on. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how to say this, but I'm kind of out of shape. So can I, like, train with you guys, you know, kind of, you know what I'm saying? Like, whack some stuff, rough house, you know, that whole thing. I want to eventually get the proficiency with a warhammer.
What are you talking about?
Sure, I might know a little bit more about town defense or army stuff, but I need to work on my Warhammer skills. I'm out of touch, you know what I'm saying? So I figure practicing with you lads.
I'd prefer to work on grappling.
We could grapple, sure, yeah, but, you know, I'm just trying to... Seems like things are getting bad, so I kind of need to get the old bod back in shape.
Ah, Chuck, I don't know why you're always on about this sort of stuff, but, you know, I'm always enjoying spending time with you, so if you want to come and do some practicing, by all means.
I pick him up over my head. yeah, then I just want to spend like an hour or two practicing some of their martial weapons.
Okay. You practice with Captain Clint and the guards Raffel and Morna.
I'm gonna throw up.
And the gardener Grandmog comes by. Would you like to have some lunch now?
Yeah, I need a beer or I'll die.
All right, I believe Saul is cooking up some stuff. Come on in, let's go get some food.
Oh, hell yeah.
And drink.
Hell yeah.
All right, that happens. What is Scud doing? I said that on purpose. It's not Scud.
Michael!
Scud is just... Scud is in a void.
What is Scud doing?
Yeah, he could be anywhere.
Anyone could be Scud.
What is Screech doing?
Screech, so... I don't think like the ants were a sim. Screech is still like, well, what are we gonna do about the mines?
Mm.
Selene also wants to know what to do about that. I wonder if Selene would go knock on the door of where Screech is staying to talk mine stuff.
Okay, you go and knock on the door. You see Chuck out in the yard practicing.
Fuck.
Screech Screech is like, come in, and then as soon as you open the door, he's like, oh wait, don't come in, and he's changing out of his costume, out of his dropper costume.
I know what's going on.
Oh thank God, I thought I was gonna make my first mistake.
You know what? Never mind. So I came to talk to you because this mine situation.
Yeah.
We gotta figure it out. I mean, you need to figure it out for, like, your livelihood and stuff. But I need to figure it out so that I don't get executed by my boss, so...
I mean, I think...
Michael, what are Greedy and Little Petey doing?
What?
They're stable hands.
Greedy?
You mean Gertie?
Gertie! Whoa!
Gertie and Little Petey? They're probably working at... They're probably... mopping out the stables.
Little Petey.
I didn't hear you talk about them when Selene and them walked in, so I wanted to make sure if there's anything that was, you know, gonna affect them right now. Little Petey getting away.
Little Petey's okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Gertie.
And Gertie is doing a errand for Verbella, who runs the stables here at Ridgewood Keep.
Okay, so guys, just to clarify, none of those people interacting with you right now.
Okay, you can bring them up.
But
all
you
right.
know they're fine.
Okay.
That didn't interrupt my train of thought at all.
I'm really sorry. I just saw Greedy and Little Petey and I was dying. I'm sorry. I am very sorry. I was going to explode.
I think what we got to do is we just got to go start thumping ants. We gotta start clubbing some ants.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's as good a plan as any.
How many could there be?
I mean, and they're obviously freaks of nature and need to be exterminated. So, honestly, it's a win-win all around.
What if we flood the mines?
Now, that's an idea.
Is there a way to unflood the mines, though? Because then it's got to be producing when they get here.
The flood maybe is less of a good idea. Maybe we should talk to the people who are, like, working in the mines. You know?
I mean, there's that door that goes right out to where the waterfall comes out. I feel like...
So the water can just freaking... So you're saying that the water will come out of the cave, out of the mines.
You gotta leave the door open. It'll be fine.
How you can get the water in there?
From the lake.
Big hose.
Wait, Michael, does the door open, like, into the cave or out of the cave?
There's a big lake.
Because I don't want the water pressure holding the door shut.
Right.
Oh, that would be we have to rip that door right off.
Yeah, take it off the hinges.
Can water get in through that door?
I mean,
not legally.
I'm sure that it's a little moldy.
Because the door's at the bottom of the waterfall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not gonna go up into it.
I don't know the geography of our cave.
It could flood upwards, and then it gets to the certain point, and then yeah, like if you get a hose and you suck from the hose, if you put like a hose at the top of the hole in the cave,
that's true.
And it was filling up from the bottom, eventually,
yeah, siphon out all the cave water.
Drown the ants. Drown the
ants. A friend of the show, Christopher,
yes,
let us know that only a third inch of rain can fill up an entire cave and almost kill you.
Guys, caves are very scary.
They're so cool.
Very scary.
Yeah, I think we should try that.
To drown them?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think we should bring it back to the group. I mean, see what they think. And then at the very least, I think we should probably, unfortunately, go investigate a little bit in the caves. mines, whatever, you know, holes underground.
We could just put like a big, like, prospecting pan at the outside of the cave.
Yeah.
And the water will come through. If there's anything important, it'll get caught in the pan.
Put some cheesecloth at the end.
Yeah. It's just gold, and nothing in here.
Ugh, useless.
Metal detector, old beeper.
So I would assume we would probably go back because I would want to involve Chuck in the whole, you know, going into the mines thing. Cause I'm squishy. I need strong people around me. I'm not going to nothing for myself.
As you're walking out, you see a tall man with cropped brown hair and striking gray eyes that you recognize as Ashton, the head of the house, husband of Sir Rex Yalos. And he goes, "Oh, hello. We are having lunch in the foyer. Would you like to come join us? I believe your friend Chuck is eating with us."
Oh, well, that would be delightful.
"It would be an honor to have a member of the OT for lunch."
"Hey, well, and rich billionaire Screech Echo."
"And our most honored guest, of course. Great patron of this town."
I don't gotta be the most. That's gotta be up there. You know what I'm saying? Up top.
Absolutely.
4 minutes earlier. Little Petey, go get Rourke.
It was worth it to
bring
him up.
See?
Petey. Okay, honestly.
You did see Little Petey's shadow. That's the shadow you saw across the window, gang.
Okay, and honestly, I am very mad at us for not making Little Petey more of a character until this moment. And I certainly will vow to bring him up as much as possible now.
Oh, shit.
Rourke, what are you doing right now?
I'm in my room choosing my outfit for what to wear if I were sneaking into the OT, like, recruitment ceremony kind of thing.
Are you gonna like copy Celine's robe? I would love to see what a Rourke version of Celine's robe is.
Yeah.
Huge titty window, 19 foot long nails.
Like a huge, like, one of those like vampire collar things.
OT robes don't typically say slut on them.
It's like a
The U is a V.
Little slut.
Little slut.
Baby slut.
Baby Satan's little slut.
There's a frantic knock on your door. It's a frantic.
Okay. I open it in no hurry.
It's little Petey.
Yo, what up, little Petey?
Hey, Ron, come on. We gotta go. We're gonna have lunch with Sir Rex Yalos. Come on, we gotta go.
Oh, okay.
They're starting in just a few minutes. Come on.
I go in my Celine outfit.
Oh, my God. That's such a great outfit. Where'd you get that?
Well, you know, I just had some free time, so I threw it together. I've been watching the last couple seasons of Project Town Runway.
What does that mean?
Never mind, little Petey.
He's little Petey child, or just... He just got a small voice.
Yeah, little Petey is an 83-year-old man.
he's a little guy.
He's just a little dude.
All right, come on, let's go. We gotta go fast, though.
I go fast.
All right, he throws you on
his back,
his steed, Shadow Hooves, and races you over to Ridgewood Keep, which is what we all know is.
He shows us the meaning of haste, is what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Yes. He does show you the meaning of haste.
Damn.
And you get there, and you are ushered into the lunchroom where you find all of your friends.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, hi. Oh, I'm so glad that you, like, told me to have lunch, because I just had brunch, but I just had a little bit, so I...
What the fuck are you wearing?
Oh, okay. So, Lil P came and told me I needed to leave, like, right now, and he kept telling me to go faster, so I did not have time to change. So, this is, like, a private outfit, but I wore this would be, like, if I were to sneak into the OT, this is the outfit that I think I would wear.
No.
Wait. Oh. I like it a lot. Thank you. I love it.
See, I told Lucy that you were cool. I talked to Lucy today, and she's really back on the ants. I told her no ants, and then she said, but I'm training ants right now. And I said, okay, well, I'll talk to everyone.
Rourke, you're so charismatic. You have to be able to convince people. Did you just roll over immediately about the ant thing? We can't have these big ants.
Well, what am I supposed to do with all these ants? I got all these ants.
Oh, my God. What about you two? What do you get up to?
We're thinking we should flood the mine.
Yeah, that's our idea. Just, you know, there's a little door and the water will go out and ants drowned. Problem solved.
We'll go poke around. Here's what I'm thinking. We get the flooding ready. We have somebody out there ready to pull the lever. We go in there. We look around. Then we get out and whoosh, it comes through after us.
I've played Dungeons and Dragons before. I'm absolutely not going into that cave when we have a situation where our flooding could happen. No, thank you. We can do it well before on a clear day.
It could always happen. All it takes is a third of an inch of rain.
I have heard that. I have heard that.
I hope that's a real fact and not like slightly off so that you don't hear about it in 8 years.
I think it's real.
It's a real fact as it happened to a friend.
It's real as far as we know.
Yeah.
Michael, could I send a sending stone message to Lucy and it just says, can ants swim?
This isn't Google.
You get a response back and it says, amazing idea.
No! Lucy, no.
You see where we are, Rourke? Lucy wants to keep the ants.
Yeah.
We don't. You seem to be in the middle here.
I think that they could prove useful. Just like at one point, dogs and bugbears and everything else used to be our mortal enemies. And now look at us.
That takes generations.
I mean, could we, you know, take a few ants?
Bugs ain't got no souls.
And keep them in a cage of some sort. Maybe people could pay to come see them.
I like that idea.
They could be our ants.
And maybe they can live above ground.
Well, so I have an idea. This is an idea. It's not as dangerous as flooding or as horrible as like ignoring it / encouraging it. It sounds like the previous mine, am I right, is getting tapped out a little bit maybe. So what if we just move them to there? This is a new vein.
Oh.
Don't be in there.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous about the flooding because there's hella... wizard stuff down there.
May need to go investigate before we fully commit to flooding the tunnels.
Have you guys thought about putting like a net at the end so it could catch everything whenever you flooded it?
That's what I'm saying!
Also, okay, sorry, side note, we're having this full conversation in front of Sir Rex Yalos and his husband, right?
Yeah. I'm assuming that they're not sitting right there.
Okay, we're just like...
No, Raffle, Morna, the whole gang is there.
Little Petey.
he's just staying in by the door. He's not ready to leave yet.
I was assuming we were having this conversation in front of them.
They come in.
Fuck. Okay. Ah, cool.
Celine like sits up all straight and composes herself quickly.
This is good ass fucking bread.
Ah, Chuck. There he is.
Oh, that. Uh-oh. They let everybody in here.
Man. They don't make him like Chuck anymore, everyone.
I'm kind of glad, though, you know. With not enough materials.
They broke the mold with this guy.
Wow. Chuck, don't throw up again.
Dad, be careful.
Did you want to chug a beer before you came here?
I chugged a beer here.
Now, careful, Rourke, that dad of yours, he's not the best role model, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean. Are you talking bad about my dad? He'll fucking kill you.
No! Oh, there's the spirit. That's the Chuck spirit. See, it does rub off.
Keep my dad's name out your fucking mouth.
Damn.
Oh, we can laugh about it now, I think. Not sure. So... you guys know about the ants, I think, right? I forget. Do you guys know about the ants?
We've heard reports.
Yes.
Of these ants.
And we all agree the ants are bad. I look at Rourke.
Bad.
And when we were down there trying to find Decacog, We found a new vein of Theonite.
Really?
So we need to freaking clear that out for sure. And maybe, I don't know, I think a good idea that was brought up by these guys, if we have the ants and they're not murdering people, maybe we kind of do something about it. Like, come ride an ant, 2 silver pieces.
Hmm.
It could be good for, you know, tourism in the town, your economy.
What if we had an ant park?
You people are trying to control these ants? That sounds crazy. That's something only a maniac would do.
I agree. I think we should kill a lot of them, but keep some.
They reproduce at astoundingly fast rates. We could find a way to use their meat, and then we could find... Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Oh, I just choked on an ant. And then it's so good. I just choked on it. And then we could find all the ways to end world hunger and everything. We could make armor out of their skins.
Yeah, we could open Forma Cedi Park. This is what I googled. Science ant term. It's like, what's the Jurassic Park word? I'm not sure. I definitely said that wrong, and maybe not the even right word at all. Thank you.
I just can't commit my men. They need to protect the town.
Yeah.
Well, we would never ask you to use all your men for sure. And, you know, I myself am a magic user, so that should help things a bit. But, you know, depending on what's going on down there, you know, we could report back and see if you maybe think it does make sense to, you know, give us some of your, you know, your people.
What if we opened an antique store?
I don't care for puns. That's the one I break from that dad thing.
They can carry so much. They'll carry all of your furniture that you buy that's like the solid wood.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great They'll cart it right to your place.
Ants are very strong. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think this plan is doomed to fail, but hey, if it succeeds, cool.
Which plan? I lost track. The flooding plan?
Nope. Training the ants to be our workers as though they were live.
At the antique store.
And then opening up the store where they're the only employees. What do you think about that, Screech? Does that have legs? Not a pun.
We could, training the ants is good. Train the ants to flood the mine, maybe, is a compromise there?
Okay.
Absolutely not. Impossible.
I don't think we have enough time.
We only have a week. Rex, the OT is going to come check it out.
Mm.
So we need to work quickly. You know, they're busy people.
They're doing great work, of course.
Very important.
We always welcome the OT here.
They're doing great work, but we don't want to, you know, have them waste their time and mm-hmm. be mad at us for the mine not working
properly.
Or
be mad at me for, yeah.
There's more people at stake here than just one OT member.
Of course. I didn't say otherwise. I was just saying also me.
So Sir Yalos goes, if you can do that, if you can go in and give me some sense for the fact that I can send men with you and they'll be safe, then I will happily send Captain Clint as well as some guards with you.
Hell yeah.
But I need a report back first.
Certainly, certainly, certainly. Yeah, we need to, because I don't know if have we mentioned the wizard shit? Because we want to probably go there and steal stuff and not explode.
I don't think we mentioned it to them.
Yeah. But
we've talked about it, I think.
Yeah. And the fact that they're like, oh, go back in there, that's fine. As opposed to, like, off-limits.
Do you mean, like, the wizard house you found?
Yeah, the ruins. Yeah.
Okay, so you're not mentioning that.
Not mentioning that.
So what is your next move, then?
Well, we're thinking about either A, going to check out those knockers, report of knockers, or I guess B, we could, what do you guys think, go to the mine and... Kill the ants.
I mean, I think number one, we need to investigate and see, you know, how many we're dealing with here, just to get a general idea.
Yeah.
I only support flooding the mine if it's a lot of ants.
Gotcha.
Because, like, only so many hours in the day.
Exactly.
My nights are spoken for, so I can't after like 7 p.m., Screech can't be there.
You go to sleep early? Or
Yeah, I sleep real early. I might fail to find somebody to fill in for me, but I'll have to ask around.
You gotta freaking put cucumbers on his eyes, probably, or something.
Pickles.
What?
Yuck. That sounds so painful.
That's so gross. Michael, does the idea of flooding the mine feel possible at all?
I mean, you should definitely go in and
investigate.
I think you should investigate.
I don't know where we're gonna get that much water from.
Well, there's the lake.
We got buckets. We got
water. Very.
Do you know how big that mine was? We were in there for
many
so fucking
hands
long.
Make light work.
The four of us taking 2 gallons of water and throwing it in.
Yes.
Shit.
Just endless decanters, and we just stand at the open.
Yeah,
and just...
Now
that's an idea.
So you're gonna go to the mine?
Yes.
And investigate?
We're gonna investigate. We're gonna thump some ants, and then if there's too many,
we need to do a site visit to the mine.
Yeah. Can we get what's their nuts to come with us?
Lucy? Little Petey?
Yeah, we
do.
Yeah, we should definitely get Greg Lucy along.
Not Little Petey. No. Little Petey.
Little Petey probably will come along. He's just, I feel like he's just gonna start popping up.
Little PD must not be put in danger.
Oh, God.
All right. And when do you want to go in? The next morning? Or?
I mean,
1 hour, 2 hours.
I almost feel like we go in
3 hours.
This afternoon.
Yeah.
Because it's probably 12, 1 p.m., give or take. I say we break up, we get enough materials.
Yeah.
In order to, if we have to, like, stay there.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For a day or two. You
gotta pack a rucksack.
Rucksack.
A bindle.
Bindle.
Okay.
A mat to sleep upon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so you guys get all geared
meet
up.
Meet at the fucking goblin pit in two hours.
Sounds like a plan.
And Rourke, you were sending a message.
Oh, yes. I send a message to Lucy that says, hey, let's meet in like 2.5 hours at this place. We are going to talk about flooding and maybe moving the ants to a different place where like you guys can have like whole reign of everything. Also, we talked about training the ants to become employees to work in an antique store. Still figuring out the details, but if you know any good real estate, let me know. See you in a bit. Bye.
Rourke's got like a down payment ready.
She's been saving.
And then you just get a response back and it just says Kate.
Oh my God. She responded right away.
How long does she see the three pebbles before the K comes through?
Just like, it actually comes in like right away.
Wow.
Like clearly didn't even read all that text.
That is an automated response. I know that.
Michael, how much gold do I have to spend to get our materiel?
How much gold do you have?
53 gold.
Probably like 5.
Okay, I'm deleting 5 gold.
All right, so you get 5 gold of cool stuff.
Yeah, 5 gold of general cool stuff.
Okay.
Vague essentials.
Items.
Vague items.
As you head towards the mine, the sun is beginning to set, I guess, because it is later in the day. Grenona is waiting for you at the entrance to the mine, and she says that
alright, they're all out, all the miners are out, it's all yours, have at it.
And you slowly enter the mine, where it is eerily quiet and dark, and that's when you hear, whoa, did you guys hear that?
Oh my God, that's so spoopy.
What was that?
Oh my God.
We'll have to find out next week on the Greetings Adventures podcast.
Awooga.
Awooga. Stop an expert. Just kidding.
You didn't say the thing.
That's it.
Thank you so much for being here, Twitch crew. And thank you so much, everyone in the future that's listening to this. Did you know that we give away beautiful dice on twitch.tv/Geekly Inc. every single Tuesday, and only on Tuesday when we stream. Tonight, if you do hashtag Tuesday, you have a chance to win some beautiful Die Hard dice. If you go to dieharddice.com, you can enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark. And then you can pick out so many dice when you go to your cart. Add that, dragons with an exclamation mark, and you get 15% off your beautiful order. We also have custom dice called the Dracona Arita, which might be out of stock. So we're going to talk to them. They're beautiful.
They're so nice.
They're so pretty.
They are such a hit. You guys have been just consuming them like little goblins.
We've been snarfing them up.
So we'll double check to see if they're still in stock. But they have a million other beautiful dice. So do that.
Mm-hmm.
We get a little kissy of the proceeds. Hashtag ad. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to Zach Nephi Duerden.
Duerden. As of Dritz.
As of Dritz.
I believe his name is Doug. You put in, thank you guys so much for the stuff and listening and all that crap. DieHardDice.com. Use promo code DRAGONS with an exclamation point. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get, I believe it's 15% off.
Yes.
On your dice order. So just do that at checkout. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. You can find me at thriftynerd.com. And also, oh, guys, big update over at Thrifty Crafting. Oh,
yes.
We are up to, oh my gosh, 657 subscribers.
That's close to 666.
Oh my God. Get Michael there now.
Do you have your vanity URL yet for that?
Yeah, it's youtube.com/thriftycrafting.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Hell yeah.
I couldn't get Thrifty Crafts, which really burned my biscuits. Yeah. But
did they also have a video game deals website 10 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. Sons of bitches. But yeah, that's go check that out. It's been a little bit of a hiatus because of all the things, but did the stream yesterday. Definitely going to be doing some more streaming this week, so come hang out, say hi.
You can follow me, Tim Lanning, at Tim Lanning. And great news, everyone. Cast of Thrones, it's back. But not with the people you think.
Yes.
Michael and Jennifer did not want to do another season. That's fair. But Nika and our friend Felicia from Taverns and Caverns and I are jumping back in that donkey saddle, baby.
We're riding that donkey.
So
you guys will be in great hands.
Yeah, I'm editing our episode zero right now where we're like, wait, when does this take place? And do we like Matt Smith in this? No. but I'll keep open-minded as I watch the program. But yeah, that's check out Cast of Thrones, wherever fine podcasts are sold. As of recording this, our episode zero is not out yet, and it should hopefully be out by this time this comes out. But yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek. I would say check out Tribulation Farce. It's the podcast that Tim and I do about Left Behind.
Yeah.
And also check out Dear Internet. I do that with Michael and with Tim. And Nika was just on the episode that's going to come out very soon. And it was a good one.
It was really funny.
We talked about the Joker
a lot.
It was good. You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard, or you can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward, and you can also find all of the links. I have spicy stuff. It's fun. It's a good time. Check it out.
You can find me at the Mike Bachman, and big news, Tim said that if I start watching the new Game of Thrones show, I could be on, so I have started watching Naruto.
Yeah, you have to catch up on Naruto in order to watch Game of Thrones. They're kind of the same universe.
Yeah. You can also find me at Game Crimes Pod. Just you can catch me in the basement, just shacking off.
Yeah, we have another contest. It's catch Mike Bachman jacking off.
Any basement, too, not just mine.
Any basement.
New basement every week.
And leave out a little ham in the basement. Mike Bachman will greet you.
Yeah. Do you have a preference on ham? You like a hickory smoked, a Virginia?
Yeah. Just leave some ham at the bottom of the stairs. When you hear a slapping noise, come peek down the stairs. The ham will still be there.
Until next week, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.